Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 4th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Chantel. How you doing, Chantel?
I'm a little tired, but I'm happy to be here to talk about a little bit of game, finally.
There's some game to talk here today, as we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 60 in the house. 60 whole days of game in this house. And we had a veto competition. And we had a little bit of a vote flip as well, in a little bit of a sense. So let's talk about it here. We started the day, Christmas talking to the cameras. Christmas was saying that she believes that Enzo is really with Nicole and Cody. That he's locked in there, and he's probably riding between these two final three deals that he has between Nicole and Cody and her in Memphis. And in part because of that, she feels like she needs to get Cody out, that he needs to go before even Nicole. He's just too good at competitions. That's where her shot is going to be if she stays in this game.
That makes me so happy because I just don't understand why nobody's really looking at Cody. Like, he's won a lot of competitions. He's had a lot of power in the house, whether he was actually HOH or held the veto or not. He kind of dictated every single vote this season. And so I'm wondering, like, why is he just invincible and nobody can really see him? So the fact that if she were to stay, he's on her radar, that it's actually the first thing that's made me happy that Christmas might have said this whole game.
Yes, she also talks with Memphis about it, and she says to Memphis, Cody has to go. Like, next week I'm putting up Cody and Nicole, and I think that Cody should be the one to go. He's just better at competitions. Are we really going to take out Nicole over Cody in a spot like that where Nicole has barely won anything and Cody is this competition beast? I think we should take out Cody, and Memphis does not disagree.
I mean, nobody can win against Cody at this point. I really don't see it. Enzo cannot, Christmas cannot, Memphis cannot. Like, I don't even think Tyler might be able to in the end, but I don't know. Cody's really on the winning track. And the fact that they're recognizing this finally is very, very appealing.
Now, I don't know how genuine Memphis is being here with Fair. Christmas, obviously. I fully believe that Christmas will take the shot. The question will be, will Memphis go along with it? Will he actually vote Cody out? Because he will need to if they want to take Cody out of the game. So that's going to be the question. Does Memphis actually take this shot, or does he really want to get to that four with all of his wise guys intact so that it doesn't even matter?
I just don't think that, you know, I mean, like, great. It's great to have your alliances, especially alliances that he created that go to the end. And so he'll be able to use that in his speeches. But I think that this season has been so much about like the flashy play is just the comp wins. It's not like all these game moves that people are doing. And so I just think it's a big mistake if he wants to go to the end with these like really strong competitors. I think that, you know, he's been doing decently well in competitions, but I don't think that he's going to be doing well enough for that to be the best path for him to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're gonna have to see. I'm very curious to know where Memphis stands at this point, because the way that this day shapes out, it's looking like Memphis has some prime opportunities moving forward, and I'm very curious to see how he uses those opportunities. The other thing that happens before the veto competition is that Tyler has a conversation with Enzo, and this is going to be Tyler poking holes in his ship because it's about to sink. He tells Enzo about the committee, and by telling him about the committee, the reason he's telling him about the committee is that he is trying to convince Enzo not to trust Cody, because Cody is in with Nicole. They're a pair, they're a duo, you can't trust them, and they have been in an alliance called the committee that you didn't know about. And I tried to tell Cody that he needs to tell, that we need to tell you about this, but Cody has not been team TT triple threat. He has not been in with us, that he expected me to go after you in the triple eviction. And the reason I'm on the block probably is because I didn't stick to the committee. I was true to TT and he was more loyal to this committee alliance. So you need to win this veto, Enzo. You need to take me off the block because we're in a lot of trouble. I think you might be the replacement if Christmas or I win.
I'm just wondering, though, why didn't Tyler kind of piece together that Enzo's been pretty safe this entire game? And so regardless, like, triple threat has just been created in the last little bit. Why, like, Enzo has not been on anybody's radar for pretty much the whole game. He must have an idea that Cody and him may have something going on. And so I just think that, you know, knowledge is power and information is power in this game. And I think that it was a bad move to open his mouth this late in the game to Enzo, who's been pretty safe this whole time.
Yeah, I mean, a triple threat has been been around for a long time now. I think it was created week 3 or 4. And that's one of the reasons why Tyler trusts Enzo so much. He feels like Enzo is on board. But, you know, Tyler had the thing with the Slick Six that Enzo was involved in, but then he also had the committee that Enzo was not involved in. And it was during, Enzo's HOH week that Tyler was shifting things against Danny, and he was pulling Enzo to his side. And that's when he told Cody, hey, we should tell Enzo. They had made the triple threat that week. He said, let's tell Enzo about, it might have been the previous week, let's tell Enzo about the committee, and then he'll know about the committee, and so on and so forth. And at that point in the game, Tyler was outmaneuvering Cody. He was convincing Enzo to go after Danny and Nicole, and Cody was seeing that Tyler was pulling Enzo away, and he was trying to counter it, and he wasn't able to at the time, and it was frustrating him. We talked about it a lot at the time. And and so what Cody did as a counter move is he said, let's hold off on telling Cody, on telling Enzo about the committee. And then he went and told Enzo about the committee on his own. And he was using that as a sort of last resort to pull Enzo to his side and make sure Enzo was loyal to him over Tyler. And it proved to be pretty effective, as Tyler is now trying to use it as a last resort to pull Enzo to his side. And he is about 5 weeks too late.
Yeah, he's a little bit too late here. I mean, I wish that it would work, or I wish that Enzo may have kept that information to himself and maybe used it differently, but he just kind of ran it straight to Cody, and it could very well take Tyler out of the game, this decision.
Mm-hmm. So the veto is played, and the veto is won by Cody. again.
We just had a Cody week last week. Like, I don't need any more Cody weeks. I'm bored of it.
Two straight weeks of uninterrupted Cody, except for a brief 2 hour period. And really, it wasn't even a 2 hour period. It was more of like an hour and a half.
Right. And it was like 15 minutes was like kind of really exciting. You didn't really know what was going to happen, but other than that, it was pretty predictable. So it's been, yeah, two straight weeks of Cody power.
Mm-hmm. So Cody has the veto. Nicole came in second in this competition. It was a timed competition. Enzo and Tyler both timed out. Enzo, I believe, had no interest in winning this because Tyler would have expected him to save him. Christmas might have even expected him to save her, even though she said she wouldn't. But either way, he didn't really need to win this veto. I didn't expect him to try. He times out here. He seems pretty embarrassed about it, though. So I don't know exactly what went down there. Tyler apparently got frustrated and was like, I'm done. Like, I've already lost. And that's where the timeout came there. I'm not entirely sure what went down there for Tyler, but, bottom line seems to be that he choked it pretty hard. And he was very upset when the feeds came back. He was alone in the photo room, kind of, just sulking with a photo of Angela.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a little clip of him really upset, and it seems what he done is like 10 minutes, he realized that he was taking too long. And so he said, whatever, I'm not going to do anymore. I just timed out. And at one point, Enzo was kind of coming in to comfort him a little bit. Just like, we both timed out here, but it wasn't really helping Tyler in this moment. Cause I know that Tyler feels like his life is on the line, especially with what he did with Nicole, you know, he put her up on the block and he attempted to vote her out. And so he just doesn't feel like he has Nicole's vote. And so I think he's looking at his game falling apart right in front of his eyes.
Yeah, I mean, he thinks he's done. And at this point in time, he's not. It's still Christmas that's going at this point. But with the information he told Enzo and Memphis still in play pushing for Christmas, he's got a few things that he needs to watch out for here. And those things are going to turn out to be pretty important because Enzo does go to Cody and lets him know, hey, yo. Tyler told me about the committee, yo. He was trying to be like, you would have been the replacement nominee if the veto was used, yo, that's it. And then Tyler joins and interrupts them. But enough of the information has come out already that Tyler exposed the committee to Enzo. Cody now knows that. And then when Tyler joins, they have a conversation. Tyler's like, there's no way Nicole's going to keep me. Cody says she will. He's like, oh, Christmas is dead to her. Tyler's like, if Nicole doesn't keep me, is not willing to say she's going to keep me, will you use the veto on me and put Memphis up? Cody's like, dude, she's keeping it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, I would want, obviously, Cody to use the veto on me, but I think the fact that he's hesitant about doing it should show him that the little alliance is not as strong as he thinks it is or believes it is.
Mm-hmm. So Cody has a conversation with Nicole. This took place during the roundtable last night, and this is where things are going to shift in the other direction for Tyler. Cody lets Nicole know that Tyler told Enzo about the committee, and she's like, "Oh my God, how did Enzo react? You should have told him, Cody." And Cody, who told Enzo, as I said, about 5 weeks ago, it's like, what? It doesn't matter though. Enzo doesn't care at all. He doesn't care at all because he already knew. and he doesn't say that part. And he basically says, but like, look, that's worrying me about Tyler. I'm worried about like, what might Tyler say to Memphis next week? Like the point of keeping Tyler is that him and Memphis are going to go after each other. Right. But if Tyler is throwing information out like this, what might he say to pull Memphis to his side next week? If we keep Tyler and then he's able to connect with Memphis, then what all we've done is keep the better competitor. We're in the same exact spot.
I think, though, that they don't realize how close or much closer Christmas is with Memphis, and that, you know, they would lose probably a little bit of their control with Memphis if, like, they get power. And I think that as a duo, I think that Memphis and Christmas are a little bit more powerful than if, you know, Tyler is trying to pull Memphis in. I think that, you know, they should maybe more so think that Tyler would work with them because they kept him in the game, that they might have more power keeping, you know, Tyler happy and on their side. And so I think there's just a little bit of a blind spot with Memphis's relationship with Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely something there, and you know, they go over it a little bit later. I went over this last night during the roundtable that, you know, I see Cody's reaction. I had the same one. I was like, I there is a chance that Tyler could, because basically Tyler could out triple threat. He could say, I've been in a final three with Cody, Enzo, and Enzo since week three or whatever, and you know, that's why they're keeping me. That's why they kept me over Christmas. They were taking a shot at you because they thought that you needed to be weakened. They thought that we would go after each other, and it's those three. It's those three that could do that. The problem there is that Tyler still trusts Enzo. So even if he did that, he still wouldn't go after Enzo. He'd still put Cody and Nicole, and he may keep Enzo off the block. And that's what's crucial to Cody. But as in terms of what Cody is thinking, he's just feeling like Tyler is just a bigger threat to win in HOH. And Nicole says she prefers, I guess I prefer Tyler leaving, even though it's probably better for my game that Christmas go. And Cody says, well, both are bad, but the problem is that they're expecting a potential slip and slide next week for the HOH. If it's a slip and slide, they feel like Tyler's going to win that. Whereas Christmas, Enzo has a better shot at beating Christmas. And if they take out Tyler, it'll probably need to be a blindside. They don't want him talking to Memphis. They don't want him, you know, blowing up, doing anything crazy. So they kind of decided, like, this might be the way that either way we might need to win this HOH. And Christmas just isn't as good as Tyler competitively. So that might be the direction that we go in here.
Yeah, I mean, I see the logic there. But I just kind of, I guess because I want Christmas to go and Tyler to stay, that I'm like trying to figure out any way to see, be like, no, you know, keep Tyler. He'll work with you. I promise. But one thing that Nicole was saying over and over again, and like, maybe you can help validate her statements, was like that Tyler is the biggest liar that she's ever seen play this game, that she's ever met. And like, yes, there's been a few lies here and there, but I don't think he's the biggest. Like, is there something that I'm missing about Tyler's lying game?
I mean, if I'm thinking about like the people she's played with, she's the biggest liars she's played with would be Cody, Derek. And then on 18, she didn't really play with nobody really was like, she was the biggest liar on 18. And then this season where she, you know, you've got maybe Danny, Cody again, and Tyler, who has been basically lying to her all season. He's been wanting her out since week four. So, yeah, I can understand the perspective, especially given, you know, his reputation from his first season.
Okay. I guess if you put it that way, I can see how, I just feel as though she's just done so, like, she's been lying so much, in my opinion, that, like, you know, for her to be calling out Tyler and being like, she wants him gone so badly. I don't know, just the pot calling kettle black kind of situation.
Yeah. I mean, she's coming from the perspective of, like, he just tried to get her voted out and flip the votes, and he came very close to doing it. So like, she's still like, oh my God, like, this is like, somebody just swung a sword at me. And somebody else, Enzo came in and blocked the sword at the last second. And now you're standing in front of this person again. And you're like, I'm scared of you.
For sure.
But yeah, this choice is a tough one. I am going to come down on the other side of it. I still disagree with Cody's decision here. I think that this outing of the committee has scared him into doing this move because he's worried about what Tyler might say to Memphis, probably in regards to triple threat. But I feel like he's leaving himself a little too open, and I don't trust Memphis as much as he does in terms of Memphis being loyal to Cody. Now, Memphis may be loyal to Cody, and if that is the case, then Cody is probably fine. He only needs to worry about the one-off scenario of Christmas winning the HOH and Nicole winning the veto, because at that point, Christmas puts up Cody and Nicole. Nicole wins the veto. Enzo goes up. and Memphis and Memphis votes out probably Cody over Enzo. Nicole votes out Enzo over Cody. Christmas breaks the tie and evicts Cody. That's a scenario where Cody goes home, and there haven't really been many of those throughout the entire season. So to leave one open like that is a bit of a risk. Whereas if you put Tyler, if you keep Tyler, Tyler wins. Even if Tyler puts Cody and Nicole on the block, even if Nicole wins the veto, then Tyler is not going to put Enzo on the block because he still trusts Enzo. He's going to put Memphis up on the block, and then Nicole and Enzo will vote out Memphis and Cody will be safe. Unless Tyler decides at that point to put up Enzo, but I don't know if he feels like he'll be able to trust Memphis and Nicole to do what he wants either. So he'll just have to go with Memphis at that point. And that is the easier, that is the safer play for next week. But you're looking at worst case scenario. And if you're trying to look at best case scenario, then it probably is easier to beat Christmas next week. And as long as you do, you're probably fine. It's a risk that I'm not sure is worth it to please Memphis. And I like I said, I think it's a tough call, but I feel like this is the first time I've seen Cody all season long make a choice that I'm like, I'm kind of on the other side of this one strategically. I can see where he's coming from, but I feel like he's leaving himself just a little too open here.
Well, there's still a lot of time left for him to go over the scenarios. You know, they haven't really had to do that much gameplay and thinking and running different, okay, let me try this scenario and this scenario. So they haven't really had to do that. And so I think that, you know, for the next 3 days, they're going to get to figure out this, you know, the secondary plan. And so I think that he'll come to the right conclusion. And I think that Christmas will go, even though I have stocks in here right now. I was just all my low stock. I kept on like, okay, let me try. Maybe this person can finally win some power and change their fate in the game. And I just keep on moving it around my low stocks. And it's on Christmas right now a lot. And I guess I have to move that on Tuesday.
Oh boy. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Well, Nicole talks with Enzo after her talk with Cody. She talks to him about getting rid of Tyler. Enzo is down for it. She says the important part is to make sure that Memphis is going to be willing to nominate Christmas if he wins the HOH, because if Memphis is not willing to nominate Christmas, then they have two people to worry about in the final five. That if Memphis wins and he's not willing to put Christmas up, then again, Cody, Nicole, and Enzo are in a lot of trouble. And that would also be a risk. And that is again why I feel like this is a risk. It is possible that Memphis might do that. So they need to make sure that he's willing to put Christmas on the block if possible. Enzo mentions that he's like, yeah, yo, and you know what else, yo, like I feel like I want Cody, if I don't win, I want Cody to win, yo. And he says this to Cody, but like Cody's HOHs, they've been weak, yo. That's it so far. He's taken out Keisha, he's taken out Kevin, like that's nothing, yo. He's got to take Tyler out to add to his resume. That's it, yo. That's a big fish to fry, you know.
I mean, sure, but Enzo's the one to talk. You know, he hasn't really done anything on his HOH that he won. And I think that he really wants other people to play a lot harder, but he had the opportunity to make a big resume move. And it's just with voting out Nicole. And I see where he's coming from as to why he didn't do it. But I think that that would have been like a big game move that he would be able to like talk about later on down the season. So the fact that he doesn't think that Cody's like made any game moves is kind of, I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah. So Cody talks to Christmas, basically just says, I don't really have a target. I'm not going to campaign against you. They have a conversation. It's fine. Nothing of too much value here. Cody talks to Memphis and they talk about how Christmas is spinning out. Memphis, and I think Memphis means this. I think that he feels like Christmas is kind of like hard to handle sometimes, hard to deal with, annoying to deal with. And, you know, she went against what he wanted in his HOH. He's still annoyed about that. But he's keeping her just because Tyler's the bigger threat. And he absolutely will put her on the block next week as a pawn next to Nicole or something along those lines. And it's basically everything Cody needs to hear from Memphis to feel comfortable not only keeping Christmas in the game but also not wanting to ruin what he has with Memphis in order to take her out. And so they talk about taking Tyler out. Enzo joins the conversation and they talk to Enzo about taking out Tyler. Enzo says the same thing to, hey, yo, your HOHs have been so weak, yo. That's it. Keisha, Kevin, you got to take out Tyler, yo. That's it. That's it. And Memphis says no matter what happens, they should be able to make it to the final four based on the three of them sticking together. So that's the plan is locked at this point. Tyler is going home as of right now.
Yeah, it definitely looks that way. And I'm just, you know, wondering though, like if Memphis is actually being serious though with whether or not he would not put up Christmas. You know, he's very good at just saying what it needs to be said in the moment. And then he usually just does his own thing when it's his HOH. And so I don't think that he'd actually would put her up personally, just because she's really on his side right now. And it's kind of the only person that I think that he can really, really trust that won't be self-serving moving forward, and that she would put herself ahead of him. And so I actually don't think that that Memphis will put Christmas up, but I know he's going to say whatever he needs to say to keep the boys happy.
Yeah. So it's interesting. So I don't think he would put Christmas up to send her home, but the plan would be that they would essentially blindside Memphis and Christmas. I do think he would put Christmas up as a pawn if he feels like she's safe. I think that he sees her as the least connected and least valuable member of the wise guys. And basically at the final five, four of them are in the wise guys. Enzo is his most valuable. That's his final two right now. He also has a final two with Christmas and Cody, but Enzo is the one who knows about both wise guys. So I imagine that he would keep him safe off the block. Then he's got the commission with Cody that he's had since, you know, day one. And then he's, you know, he's been with Christmas for a bit so far, but I believe that he is exasperated with her, and she did go against what he wanted during his HOH. So I think he would use her as the pawn in that spot. She was just used as a pawn against Tyler, so why not use her as a pawn against Nicole? And then they would blindside him and take out Christmas in that spot. So that's the thing. The thing about that is that Memphis last week was talking about using Danny as a pawn against David, where people were going to vote out Danny over David. And then he switched to Nicole against David because he knew that people would vote out Danny over David. He didn't want that to happen. So what we might see from Memphis is that he's saying he's going to nominate Christmas as the pawn right now, but he may realize in the future, and I'm sure Christmas will be telling him, you can't put me up on the block next to Nicole if you want Nicole gone. You need to put up Enzo or Cody, otherwise they'll vote me out. And he may recognize that that is the truth. He may force Nicole out of the game at that point, and that would not be great for Enzo or Cody. And that's again why I feel like even if Memphis is telling the truth, that does not mean that it will stay the truth for the duration that they need it to. And it's again why I'm leaning more toward, I feel like getting rid of Christmas is probably the better move here.
Yeah, definitely how you, when you break it down like that, it's definitely for the majority of people. Basically, it's not the best for Memphis. Everybody else, it's a lot better for their game moving forward. Just for worst case scenarios and even like slightly less than worst case scenarios, it's better to have Christmas gone from how you're kind of placing putting it right now.
Yeah, yeah. So I see.
I don't know if they'll see it. I don't know if they'll see it though. They haven't really had to think and like.
I mean, play Cody, the game that Cody well. Keeps coming back to it, and then deciding on Tyler. He sees that he's taking a risk, and he's trying to justify it in his mind. I think there's a part of him that is just like. That again does not want to underestimate Tyler, and is remembering that week, Enzo's HOH, you know, week 4 or 5, whatever it was, when Tyler was flipping Enzo against him, was turning his entire power structure around against Cody, and Cody couldn't do anything about it. That was the only time in the game that Cody was faced with any real challenge from somebody else socially, strategically. And Tyler was putting him in a corner and he couldn't get out of it. Immediately he had to wait until the following week. Tyler tried to quit the game, gave him enough room to get back the stranglehold that he had on the game. And that Hail Mary he threw to Enzo by telling him about the committee was part of what got him out as well. And I think that he's remembering that, and he's thinking about like, I don't want to give Tyler another opportunity to do that. Christmas can't do that. Christmas is not going to be able to convince Memphis of things as much as Tyler is, even if she's closer to him, and Christmas is less likely to win competitions. I think that's where he's at. And I think he's wrong. I think that Christmas is more likely to convince Memphis to do something than Tyler at this point. But again, I think it is. I think it's. And I said this about many decisions in Big Brother 21. And when you're looking at them right now, it's easy to say either one could be the right decision or the wrong decision. How it plays out will ultimately be how history decides, as we saw with Cliff and Nicole. But I am feeling really leaning toward this evict Christmas decision at this point. Again, as we continue to talk through this, Tyler has a conversation with Christmas and he says, man, Enzo should have listened to us with the vote. I tried to tell him in the hallway, and Christmas tells him she says he has something with Cody and Nicole. That's why he didn't go with it. And Tyler's like, I don't know. I feel like he maybe just didn't want to rock the boat.
Yeah, I mean, I was like during that triple eviction when it took so long for Enzo to come from the hallway, I was getting so excited. I was like, oh my God, is this going to be like the first huge surprise of the season? Then it didn't happen. I think that, you know, Tyler's like little blind spot here is his relationship with Enzo. And I think that he doesn't realize that Enzo has any other relationships that are as strong as the one that he has with him. And so I think that's preventing him from really seeing any other possible scenarios happening. And it looks now that Christmas is not making any sense. And so I don't know how to really reason with Tyler in this situation, because he can't see it. He can't see it at all. And I don't know if there's a way for him to get a better perspective, but I think that's going to be hard for him to change his point of view about Enzo right now.
Yeah. Here's how I feel like this is what I think happened with Tyler. He saw his position. We talked about this. He saw his position during his HOH. He was going to make a move. The David thing, put that on pause. The following week, Enzo is HOH. He makes his move. He pulls Enzo to his side. He weakens Cody's power structure by pushing Danny into the outs. He wants to take the shot at Danny. He's pulled Enzo in. I think that he felt comfortable after that, because after doing that, after pulling Enzo in, he felt like, I have done it. I have dismantled Cody's power structure because I have Enzo. And he did have Enzo a bit. He did have Enzo wanting to go after Danny and Nicole, and he felt mm-hmm. like that meant that Enzo was fully with him. And I do think that Enzo was with him in that decision, but Enzo was still loyal enough to Cody, and probably, as we talked about this at the time, probably still would have picked Cody in the long run. He hadn't fully won Enzo over, but he thought that he did. And that's why I think he's been so complacent since then, that he has thought that he has Enzo on board, and that in that moment, when the shot was ready to be taken, he would have the votes to take out Nicole, and he would be running this game from this point with Christmas and David and Enzo. And he would be fine. But in that moment, Enzo goes the other way and Tyler's entire game is shattered because it was never as strong as he thought it was. And that complacency is what cost him ultimately the game here. He thought he had Enzo and he never did. And he still thinks he has Enzo is the problem. He tells Christmas, when I leave, you've got to team up with Enzo. You've got to work with him. And in this moment, Christmas has a better read on the situation than Tyler does. She's recognizing that Enzo is with Cody and Nicole. As this sort of slightly more outside perspective, she's able to see it and he's not.
Well, it's just kind of like when anybody doesn't follow the plan that you think is going to be happening, you know, if I'm not mistaken, they had spoken about this. If they had this opportunity, they would be taking out Nicole during the previous week. So the fact that he didn't do it would be like red flag. And now they're like public enemy number one and they're on the block against each other. And Enzo, who they've been talking about doing something like this with, is just, you know, roaming free. I think that should just be a glaring sign that, hey, he might just not be that with you. you know, I think that maybe Tyler will come around, but I think that he's feeling a little bit guilty about what happened with Nicole. And he's trying to do damage control there, that he's actually not really able to see that. The fact is, somebody that you thought was going to vote one way because he was with you, he did not. And so that should be telling you that he's not that with you.
Yeah. So Cody and Enzo, they get some alcohol. They have like a big group hangout for a while. And then late into the night, Cody and Enzo have a long conversation that I have a lot of notes about, just because I feel like it's very informative about their relationship and what it means moving forward. Cody says that Tyler, because Cody's like, okay, tell me more about, you were about to tell me a bunch of stuff about what Tyler said to you, and then Tyler walked in. Let's finish that conversation. He says to Enzo, like, look, Tyler telling you that was big to me. And I just talked to Memphis, and Memphis was basically saying he's willing to put Christmas on the block. That's big too. I'm really feeling like this is the call at this point. And Enzo says, well, I hope Memphis isn't getting cute with us, yo. I hope that's not it, yo. And Cody says, I think he will put her up. I don't doubt Memphis for a millisecond. Cody trusts Memphis, and I think he's right to trust Memphis. I don't think he's right to fully trust Memphis. And you know, to me, it's looking like this could, like, Memphis now, Cody is giving Memphis the keys. He's lending Memphis the keys to the castle, and he's trusting that Memphis is not going to steal the castle from him. And he might be able to. Memphis will have the option, if everything continues to go as planned, Memphis will have the option to turn the tables on Cody and take control of this game. And that is interesting to me, because I don't think he will, but he can, and he might. And that's interesting.
Well, like, I definitely don't think that Memphis wants to take somebody with him to the end that he could lose against again. And so I would be terrified if I were Cody, because Cody, I think, is playing pretty much the best game. It's the flashiest. It's, you know, he's been had the most control. He's had the most information. And so he can be easily convincing the jury of him being the more honorable winner. And so I would be thinking, if I was Memphis, like, let me do anything to be able to snare, you know, slay that dragon of Memphis and potentially, or sorry, of Cody and take the win there. And so if I were Memphis, would probably be thinking that way and being like, let me keep him close and then let me get rid of him. But I don't think that it's very wise at all for Cody to be thinking that Memphis is not wanting to do that. Like, I would be like, he definitely wants to take me out. I'd be on guard for sure.
I would be too. I mean, because here's the thing, like, Memphis, he played with Dan. definitely what Dan would do. And when they were on season 10, did they take out Jerry? No, they brought Jerry to the final three. They took out Keisha. They took her out. They said, no, we're not bringing Keisha to the final three. That's not how it's going to work. We're going to guarantee ourselves the win. And I feel like that's what it's definitely what Memphis should do. Will he do it is the question, because he's so excited about this wise guy's idea and being in the final four and guaranteeing that, you know, if he's got Cody on one side, Christmas on the other side, that they've got he's got all three of them in a final two with him, he's got two different final threes, that he feels so comfortable in his plan that he might not deviate from the plan to give himself an easier shot. And that's where I feel like he may, and I think that's what Cody is banking on, because Cody knows about Memphis's wise guy's plan, and he knows that Memphis will probably want to stick to that plan and that he feels comfortable in it. And Cody trusts that Memphis is going to stick to that. And I think that Cody's read is right. I also think Memphis is going to stick to it. But I'm maybe a little more paranoid a player than Cody would be, and I would not trust for sure that Memphis would stick with it. And I don't know if I could lend Memphis my keys in this at this point in the game, because I just Memphis is Memphis. Like, I don't know what he might do.
Exactly. He hasn't really proven that, you know, he's going to be letting you in on the plan. And so he may have other things going in his head. It's like different than what he's sharing with everybody else. And so I would be worried for sure. And of any other scenarios, I would at least be playing them out as a possibility.
Yeah. And notably, Memphis has not told Cody that Christmas wants him out. The kind of conversation with Memphis earlier in the day, and he did not warn Cody about that. Now, there's no reason for him to, because he wants Christmas to stay. What he did say is that Christmas is going off the rails, which is probably that's essentially what Cody said about Tyler to Danny, to warn Danny, that without actually warning her. So we'll see. I mean, this is all stuff that's going to continue to play out throughout this week and certainly into next week. Enzo says, I love Memphis, yo. I thought he was like the douche of the season, yo, but he's actually great. And Cody says that Memphis has been great for their games. Enzo was like, yeah, I loved it, yo. When Christmas came to me and she was like, hey, we got to vote out Nicole, yo. I was like, ooh, I'm gonna tell on you, yo. That's it. I was so excited, yo. I was gonna tell on her. He got so excited about the fact that Christmas was going against Memphis, because now he had ammo against Christmas to use with Memphis, that would help them, which it probably will. And again, for as much as I'm saying that I disagree with the move, I think I also think that their reads are right and the odds are very heavily in their favor that this is where Memphis really stands, and they really can trust that this will play out in the right way for them moving forward. But that was going through Enzo's mind during that vote. That's one of the reasons why he didn't vote Nicole out, is because he saw an opportunity to throw a wall between Memphis and Christmas moving forward, which would help himself, which I do think worked.
Yeah, I mean, the move was good for Enzo. I was just salivating, waiting for some really crazy game move during that triple. And so, yes, you're making a lot of sense, but it's just not really what I want.
Cody says that the only problem is if Christmas wins, he'll go up. And then if Nicole wins the veto, she'll put you up, Enzo, and I'll be done. That's the thing to worry about. And I'm like, yeah, that is the thing to worry about. Enzo, and this would have been concerning to me as well if I'm Cody. Enzo says, yo, if I win, I'll have to put up Christmas in Memphis, yo. Like, how am I going to do that? I can't put up Nicole, because then what if Memphis wins the veto and takes Christmas off, and then I got to put you up, and then you're gone, yo. That's it. And Cody's like, well, I don't think he would do that. And Enzo's like, I don't know, yo. I'm not going to take that risk. I'd be forced to mess up my game, yo, by putting Memphis up. I'd like Nicole to win that HOH. She's got to win, yo. She's got to carry her weight, yo. But if she doesn't, I will, yo. That's it. And this is screaming red flags to me. If I'm Cody, that Enzo very clearly does not want to win this HOH because he does not want to put Memphis on the block if he doesn't have to. And that should be terrifying to Cody if you're still leaving Christmas in the game, because there are four people competing and one of them will put you and one of your closest allies on the block, where if that ally wins a veto, which she has a 1 in 5 chance to do, then you will go home and everything will be for naught. And your odds, the odds of that person winning the HOH, probably have gone from 1 in 4 to 1 in 3 if Enzo is not trying particularly hard. And that should be scary. Cody says it's a 75% chance that Christmas doesn't win. So we should be, I mean, that's pretty good. But those odds are not as good. It's only 66% if Enzo doesn't want to win. And it's pretty clear to me that he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I would be terrified. And I would think that, you know, maybe working on his relationship with Tyler would be the better play here, just because Tyler will not just, you know, lay down and let somebody else win that the next head of household or veto. I think that, you know, you could rely on Tyler being a loyal soldier in that scenario for him. And so I think that I do think that he still really should get rid of Christmas this week.
Yeah. Enzo says, me, you, Memphis in the final three. We just need to beat him out, yo. And Cody says, well, me, you, and Nicole in the final three. And Enzo's like, yeah, we just need to beat her out, yo. Enzo's like, but we can't take her to the final two, yo. That's it. She'll win, yo. And Cody says, yeah, no. She's not getting to the final two. I mean, it's us. Cody says, Cody keeps trying to bring it back to the Tyler decision. Cause he's like, I know we have to think this through more. It's just like, everything is a calculated risk at this point. And then Enzo says, well, how about this, yo? Nicole wins HOH next week. She puts up Memphis. She puts up Christmas. Do we clip Memphis at that point? And Cody's like, I mean, we'll figure it out when it comes. He seems hesitant. He seems like he doesn't want to, which obviously he doesn't want to. But he's not willing to say he doesn't want to yet, because he doesn't want to give away that he feels more comfortable with Memphis, which why would he at that point if he didn't also have a final two with Memphis? So this is something that Enzo should be seeing through, but probably doesn't.
Nobody's seeing through anything. You know, I want them to have like all the information that we have and just be playing the game how we would be playing. I always want to put me or you in all these different people's minds sometimes, but you know, I guess us speculating is what makes this game fun, is hoping that like maybe they'll see the light here. But I just actually don't feel like they've had to play as hard, and so I don't think that they'll necessarily see it, because it's just been, they've been playing the game on easy, in my opinion, for the whole season.
Well, Enzo says, so I know you must have already told Nicole about me knowing about the committee from Tyler, right? And Cody's like, yeah, I told Nicole, and it was probably because of the conversation that Enzo had with Nicole, but he's like, you knew I was going to tell Nicole. I mean, it's not like I told, I would never tell Nicole that I told you. He's like, no. And he's like, you wouldn't tell Nicole anything real. Like, you would never tell Nicole about 2.0, about the wise guys. And Cody's like, no, never. Yeah. I told Nicole about the wise guys. He's like, yo, he's like, I'm kidding, man. Of course I've never told, I'm not going to tell Nicole about 2.0. And he's like, he has. Enzo says, he's like, yo, Tyler was like, I wanted to tell you about the committee, yo, but Cody kept telling me I couldn't. And Cody's like, oh yeah. And when did I tell you? Like a decade ago. And Enzo's like, exactly, yo. And he's just telling me now, like, come on, yo, don't lie to my face like that, yo. That's it. And so Cody plays that off pretty well. That gamble he made in, you know, week 4 or whatever it was, really paying off, with Enzo here. Cody says, okay, if Memphis does put up Christmas next week, plan is we vote Christmas out whatever Memphis wants. And then we snake him on that vote. And then at the Final Four, what can he do? He can't even win HOH. He's got one shot to save himself. We take Memphis out of the Final Four, go to the Final Three, me, you, Nicole. We just need to beat Nicole. That's the play. And that's what he's going for. That is the easy shot forward. That is the best case scenario. He's playing for best case scenario. We often get to this point in the end game where in the first part of the game, even in the middle part of the game, you're often playing against the worst case scenario. You're often trying to minimize risk as much as possible. And then in the end game, people start to flip it. The successful players, at least, they play for minimizing risk in the first part, and then they flip it and they start playing for best case scenario. And that is what Cody is doing here. And I can appreciate that. And again, I think he's probably right, and I think he'll probably succeed. And that's the best case scenario. They take out Christmas next week. They take out Memphis at four. They go to Final Three with Nicole and Enzo. And then he's guaranteed Final Two at that point. He's probably got a really good chance to win at that point, especially, you know, Enzo's only won two things at this point. Nicole has still won nothing. He has six competition wins right now. That's a pretty decent amount. He's got many chances to win, four more chances to win more competitions. So he's in a pretty good spot there. He just needs to allow for a little bit of risk introduced into his game. And it's not that much. A Christmas HOH, even if it's 1-3, needs to be followed by a Nicole veto if he is to go home. Unless Memphis turns on him, which is still a possibility, because even if Nicole doesn't win the veto, Memphis could still say, you know what, Cody or Nicole, am I really going to keep Cody? I'm going to take out Cody. And then Christmas breaks the tie and evicts Cody. So there is a little more risk than Cody anticipates. And that's because he might not be able to trust Memphis quite as much as he thinks he can. But that's where it is.
Oh my God, I would love for that to happen, just because, you know, Cody's been saying a lot about like, oh, like, why are these people going to be bitter? It's just game. It's just game. And like, I just want to see if he wouldn't be bitter. I want to see if he'd just take it like a champ that he just got snaked right at the end. And so, I mean, I'd like to see that played out. I don't think it will. I do agree with you here with that. Chances are his best case scenario is probably going to play out, because it's just whatever we've been praying for has not been happening this season. So we'll just, maybe if I pray for that, maybe we'll get what we want.
Yeah. So that's where they are. Enzo says, yo, we won nothing in the triple eviction, yo. We won nothing and things still went exactly the way we wanted, yo. That's it. We still haven't even been on the block, yo. Like, our legacies are intact, yo. That's it. People were running around, people were crying in rooms. I was just like going to the bathroom during the triple event. I didn't need to do nothing, yo. That's it. We've locked this thing, yo.
I don't know what it is about Enzo, but he does know how to just hang out with everybody. Like, he says the right things to make people feel comfortable. They make fun of people at times, but like, it's like he does the right things with the right group of people. So, you know, this is his social game, and he's really good at making people feel happy with the decisions that they've made with him. And I think that that's really a big strength of his.
Yeah. So that's it. That's basically the conversation. Enzo does bring up again toward the end of the conversation that, again, he's kind of feeling like he doesn't want to win this next HOH. Oh, but that should not feel good to Cody. So I do think that there is a very good chance that Cody will rethink this decision. I do not think this is 100% locked in. Cody basically has, he can decide whatever he wants. For as much, and I talked about this yesterday, that, Nicole and Enzo are now convinced to take out Tyler. It will be annoying for him to have to flip that again if he wants to, but I think he can. He has pretty firm control over both Nicole and Enzo at this point. So whatever he wants, they will probably do. So with that in mind, I don't think this is locked in. I think that there are, just like I talked about when it was Christmas that was going, there were obstacles in the way. those obstacles got in the way. One of them was an obstacle that I didn't even foresee, which is Tyler getting in his own way. And one of the other obstacles was Memphis. And I think Memphis really put the nail in Tyler's coffin. So with that in mind, there are still some obstacles in the way of evicting Tyler. One of those is potentially still Tyler. We've seen people in these spots before. In Big Brother Canada 7, it was really looking like Dane was out of the game. No way, no chance. He, the decision was made. And then he made an impassioned plea to Anthony, that was a mixture of emotional plea and strategic plea. And it worked. He stayed. He convinced Anthony. Tyler, we know he was a very capable player in Big Brother 20. There's a chance he could do something like that again. There's a chance he could do something like Dane did and convince Cody, especially because there's a lot of valid points that he can make to Cody to convince him to do that. So there's Tyler, he could do it, or Christmas could screw up in the same way that Tyler did. She's talking about trying to get rid of Cody. That could screw her up in some way. Or Cody could just change his mind. He could be thinking through the scenarios again and decide it's not worth it. It's not worth trying. It's not worth that risk. I'd rather take the safer play. Now that I'm thinking about it more thoroughly, I'm thinking about Christmas winning that HOH. I'm thinking about Nicole winning that veto. I'm thinking about what if Memphis does betray me? What if Memphis does something that sketches Cody out in the next few days? There are a lot of things that could change this. You know, percentages can be very misleading. I would say it's probably like 75-25 Tyler leaves at this point. But it's not, it's more like Tyler is leaving unless something changes. And there's a good chance, like, those things that could change things are likely to appear. Whether or not they finish the job, whether or not they actually shift things, is going to be the question. But as of right now, definitely looks like Tyler will be going home on Thursday, and then we'll see.
We will see. I'm just debating my stocks. I don't know what to do. I might just sell them all, put them all in on Enzo, because he might make it out of this game alive.
All right. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Chantal?
The only one thing that I thought was good that Cody was kind of thinking about was he was talking with Nicole, and he was saying, like, he didn't want to be making his decision based on the slip and slide, whether or not the slip and slide was going to be the next competition. And so I'm happy that he's at least realizing that, like, you don't want to only have your one, you know, strategic moves, like, based around a game that you don't even know if 100% you're going to be playing at all this season. And so I was happy to see him at least having a little bit of pushback as to reasons why, like, not to put all his eggs in that potentially the slip and slides basket.
Yeah. I will also say this, because again, I said percentages are misleading, but then I know that's like going to be one of the main takeaways. I think it's probably 75% that Tyler leaves right now. That will go up immediately the first time they confirm it today. Because basically what sometimes happens when I'm looking at things is that sometimes you discuss a thing, you sleep on it, you wake up, you're like, wait a minute. If they get past that point, if they get together, they confirm again, Tyler's definitely leaving today, I'm going to up that percentage to at least 85%. The longer it stays locked in, the more it builds momentum. And so that percentage, if we're going to use those, will quickly start to go up as things get less and less likely to be able to be shaken. So watch out for that as well. If you're watching the feeds today, or you're checking Twitter and you see them confirm that again, Tyler's going up that percentage, because that's what it's looking like for me.
And I mean, I haven't liked exactly what Tyler's been doing this whole season, but I really don't want him to go right now. I want him to make it through this week. I don't want Christmas to do better than him, but I can see him leaving for sure.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you. You can, of course, find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, or Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong. Chantal, where can people find you?
Definitely on Instagram at ShanFranFran. And I've still been talking ad nauseum about Love Island every day on my YouTube channel at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So if you want to check that out, it's at Reality Realness with three S's. And we just talk all about the aftermath of that was is Love Island.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'll, of course, be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. We will be live tomorrow night. Probably, I'm seeing there might be a football game that gets in the way. So not sure what's going to happen there, but we'll be around at whatever point we need to cover the supposedly Monday night episode. And then,
of course,
so
weird.
Yeah, Tuesday, we'll have the Stock Watch Roundtable where we will rate these players and see what happened to the Stockwatch with the triple.
No!
How big a crash do we have on our hands here? Who knows?
Oh. Well, not that big. I mean, I wish anybody else won the veto, pretty much. But I think that we kind of pretty much can tell what's going to happen with the Stockwatch.
All right. Well, that's what we have. Thank you again for joining us. And I will see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.